This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Your Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean.
Yay! Dean, I've got exciting things happening in my home life. Not just the puzzle. I know, I did tell you I completed a 1,000-piece puzzle.
I'm really excited for you.
But there is more happening in my domesticated life. I bought a new couch.
Oh, that's exciting.
It is exciting. It's always fun. We've got a couch. We've had it for a few years now. It's starting to dip. The cushions are starting to sag a little bit, so it's time for a little upgrade.
Bit of a nip tuck.
And we have to get a new couch in. Now, you haven't been to my house because I don't think you really like me enough.
Well, you'd ask me to do bits of a puzzle and I'm just not having it.
But I don't have a very large living area. Like, it's a modern city apartment. There's not a lot of space there. So trying to manage or manoeuvre...
Do you mean getting the couch out of the house?
Yeah.
Because, couches and doorways are a nightmare.
The worst.
Like, the shape is never right. You need more than one people to handle it. You always scratch some of the wall or the floor.
Yeah.
It's just a nightmare. And you've got one of those L-shaped ones, yeah?
I do.
Are you getting in or getting out? Is it the same type of thing?
The same is coming in that he's leaving.
Okay, so you've got to figure out how to get it out and then also get it back in.
Exactly. It's the logistics of it.
Is it one that comes apart?
It does. It breaks into two pieces, so that makes things a lot easier. But it's the logistics of when do I get the old couch out, when do I get the new couch in. Also, one of the complications that I've never had to think about before, living in these new apartments, is you've got to inform the building manager all the time so that he can put the things up and protect the lift.
Yeah, these are the rules you've got to follow. You know, your life, the patriarchy have got you. It's all a mess. Living is hard, Robbie.
The furniture shop have called us and changed the delivery time 3 times, so I've had to.
But don't with these modern apartments, as you call them, doesn't it mean that there are only certain times that you can do the move? Like you've got to.
And
this is why I'm grateful that I essentially live in a giant building with all of my family, because we just do whatever we want. We don't worry about that. Quite frankly, we made rules when we started, and some of the rules were you can't have anything in the hallways or certain things like that. Of course, then people started having children. There's 26 prams there. They've got spare prams just in case one pram doesn't work. There's the backup pram that the grandparents might like to use. Like, there are prams for children that don't even live in the apartment complex just in case the pram is needed. I can't tell you the number
there's
of
more
times
prams I've, there than
I've,
a baby shop.
I've stepped on a pram wheel and nearly slid down the stairs, but it's my fault. Never the kids. Never, ever the kids. But it is always interesting when you get into this living of life scenario. Where do you put things? How does it go? How do you balance it all? So you've got some rules and regulations that you've got to stick by, which I think would make it a little bit easier. Also, just a tip, get the couch out the day before you're getting the couch in.
Yeah.
Don't try to do it on the same day. Don't leave the other couch around. Get it out.
Yeah.
For no other reason than you're going to want to clean... thoroughly clean where that couch has been. I mean, you'll find puzzle pieces, Robbie.
I have a complete puzzle at my house. Thank you for implying I would have anything other. I've got to get the couch out. I've got to get the rug out because we've got a new rug. I've got to get the coffee table out because I bought a new coffee table.
Someone's gone hard at the furniture shopping this winter.
Yeah, I know. You know what was great? I walked into the furniture shop and I bought the couch within 20 minutes. That's the one.
I don't like it. You don't. I'm worried.
I lay on it. Yeah. I lay on it and tested it out. And
easy, problem solved.
Well, you see, my husband and I have our own things that we need to, you know, that are important to us when we buy a couch, and it just happened to tick all the boxes. So I was like, well, nothing else is going to do that. So I'm good enough. Let's just take that one. And it's a beautiful couch. So I'm very excited to have it.
Yay.
In my house soon, I hope. Team, we have a competition to give away. Entries are still open.
Yes, we're giving away a double pass to see Taylor Henderson. He's moving on tour. It's happening this October. And we have a double pass to see him on the 26th of October at the MIMO Music Hall. He's singing a cover. Let us know what this cover is. We want the title. I gave into the fire. I know I should have fought it. Hit us up on 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au to go into the draw. You have to be a Joy member and you can't have won anything in the last month. Name that song.
The last 7 days, in fact.
Oh, last week, sorry. I was getting distracted.
You can't just make up the rules. We've talked about this. It's very important.
Whatever I please.
Stay with us. You are listening to Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.